time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and a big good morning once again to all of you. Glad to have you along. Don't forget, right after the news at noon, Brandy Downs and Scott, myself, will be in a trio. We're talking about, well, a little bit of everything, and I bet a lot of politics, too. Oh, goodness. So, how are y'all today? If you're just tuning in, glad to have you. Now, if you were trying to hear us in the outskirts area, like in Clarendon, we were in and out because of the weather, the fog and everything. Maybe now that the fog is all cleared out, maybe our signal is reaching out farther. But we're a subsidy. When you run low power like we do, like 50 watts or so, it doesn't cut through certain weather conditions. Here's a caller. Let me see. Okay, caller, go ahead.
We're a subsidy. When you run low power like we do,
Caller, are you there? I see caller's phone number, but caller wasn't there. Keep track of that phone number. Okay. Let me see. What else? I'm trying to think of if you can name that paint store. Before Sherwin-Williams in the Plaza Shopping Center, you'll be a winner today. It started with the letter L. Yeah, okay. I mean, of course, you'd have to be a viable person back in the 70s to know that. Let me see. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
The tower that you were talking about in Columbus?
Yes.
Would that be the Levesque?
Well, they call it the Levesque Lincoln Tower, but it's really used to be the AIU Tower.
Yeah, well, you were talking about for the decorated whatever, and I was thinking it was the Levesque.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Lincoln Levesque, yeah. Very good. Okay, Bob. All right. And let me see. Did I hit a button here? Let me see. Hopefully I didn't cancel anything there when I leaned over to... Let's see. I got to make sure that we're still viable here. I have a keyboard in front of me, and sometimes you don't want to accidentally press one of the buttons. Let me see. Well, it says recording. Okay. Okay, let's see here. I know. Here's a good question. Because she was so prominent for years at various local fairs, Wyandotte County Fair, this lady sold Niagara Cycle Massage chairs in the big merchants building, right where you come in on the north side. She was there for years. She was also in the Coliseum selling Niagara Cyclo Massage chairs. Later on, she even sold bee pollen. Now, can you tell me that lady's name? Now, her son is still prominent in the Marion area. But what was the lady's name from Niagara, that is, Cyclo Massage chairs? Okay. 7403 9944 is our number to call. And Yeah, now that's a more recent question. I don't know how long. Oh, here we go. Let me see. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Her name was Ruth Belk.
Ruth Belk is correct, yes.
Yeah.
Hey,
doing well.
Would you like a prize?
Hey, boys.
Yeah.
You don't have any food, Charlie.
Okay.
I like food prizes.
I do, too, yeah. Very good.
Well, that's why there's no food prizes, because Charlie likes it.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, if any merchant out there wants to give away any prizes, we'll take them on, and it doesn't cost.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, really.
You need to get Jeff Ruth on that.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Jeff used to do a terrific job for our trivia contest.
Oh, yes.
He would get gift cards from everywhere.
No kidding.
You have to get on him and say, hey, Jeff, can you do a little begging for us?
Yeah, right. We need more personnel.
For free advertisement.
Yeah, you know? It is. Free advertising,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
As long as if we don't charge, it's free, and we're okay with the FCC.
Oh, yeah.
Being a nonprofit, yeah. Very good. Okay.
Jeff was in there this morning. He should have said something.
Yeah, really. So you remember Ruth Belk?
Oh, yes. Her boys and I were in the drum corps together.
Oh, and Don. Was it Don Belk?
No. Cam and Dennis.
Oh, okay.
Cam and Dennis.
Now, what was the original name of the drum corps?
Marion Cadets.
Marion Cadets. Okay. Where did the Marion Cavaliers
Cavaliers was a senior corps, and they started the cadets.
Oh.
Started in the old Amvets Hall on High Street.
Right. Oh, be doggone. Now,
Buck Elliott and
did you
Fletcher.
Yeah. Did you practice at the radio station field?
Yeah, back in the 60s.
Yeah,
so.
I can still remember every night.
Marion Catholic Field.
Yes. Yeah. Same song every night, or same music.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Those
we had a good time.
Yeah, I guess so.
We had a good time.
Yeah, that was great. And the parade. Yeah,
most of the guys most of the Cavaliers that helped start it are gone now. Yeah, oh, heck, they're still around.
I can imagine. And the U.S. Open Parade used to be such a big thing.
Yeah. We had the Cavalcade of Music at the high school until 68.
Yeah, 68.
And then they started the U.S. Open, yeah.
Oh,
they started the U.S. Open.
Yeah,
and then they brought that DCI in, and that just ruined everything.
That did, didn't it? They took the...
Yep.
The competition out of Marion went to Columbus, and that ended it for us.
Yeah.
It just, but,
and there's no more.
That's for sure.
We still have reunions, though.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Every reunion every year. So.
Yeah, great. That's, okay. I can remember a guy I used to work part-time with at DCM, Stan Foose. And Stan had the a big trophy that was won at one time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was made down on Florence Street.
Okay.
John.
Yeah.
Rayner, John Rayner.
Oh, okay.
He crafted that out of bronze,
uh-huh.
And then he would make. And you'd have the one big one that they kept and would have the cores on it from year to year. And then the winning core always got a smaller one to take with them.
Well, interesting, yeah.
That was quite a thing.
Yeah, that
quite
would be.
Thing.
Yeah, hey, now, did a relative of yours had a boy that or a girl that married a boy from New York State?
No. Oh, no, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but he contacted me on the internet the other day, and I thought, golly, I hadn't heard from him in 40 years. His name was Bill Callahan.
Oh, I knew Bill Callahan, yeah.
Okay.
He was just a good friend of my brother's.
Oh, okay, very good.
Yeah, he worked at his radio station.
I can still remember the color of his car. Yeah. Kind of purplish blue.
Yeah, Bill worked at the radio station, then he went to New York. He's still up there as far as I know.
Yes, he is. But he did not marry then a girl from Marion.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Okay.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got to get in touch with him because he probably looks as old as me anymore.
Call my brother. Call my brother. He's him and Bill, they still get together.
Oh, well, good. Okay. Very good.
Yeah, just give Ron a call and he can put you in touch with Bill.
Very good. Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, Bill Callahan. Yeah, he was a disc jockey at WMRN. Many years ago, Bill Callahan is in New York State now. And if he just knew it, he could hear me talking about him on his smartphone. And if you have any relatives out of Marion area that want to listen to this radio station, it's very easy. You just type in WWGH 1071 and scroll down, and there we are. Anywhere in the world. I don't know about some of the areas down in Somaliland and Timbuktu, but if they have phone service or satellite service, they can pick us up. And if you'd like to pick up your prize, if you win a prize, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Okay, my next question here would be, okay, going back, Ruth Belk. Now, she was the one that sold Niagara Cycle Massage Chairs, and her little store was up on North Main Street before you got to the YM, or before you got to the AMP. How many of you remember the AMP store? Yeah. 8 o'clock coffee. And I can remember, isn't it, Bush Beans, which are still sold today. Bush Beans were always the cheapest you could buy in a can, 10 cents a can. that was a while ago, wasn't it? Here we go. Let me see. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Good morning, Charlie. The paint store out the plaza, wasn't that Low Brothers?
Yes.
Or Lau Brothers?
Yeah, you got it. They called it Lau Brothers or Low.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, my grandfather used to buy all his paint there, help him in the summertime paint barns, and he would never buy it anywhere else.
No kidding. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And then I think they left, and Sherwin-Williams must took the same place.
That's what I believe, yes.
Yeah. Hey, would you like a prize today?
Well, I would, but I can never make it up there within the time frame, so just keep it for now.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay. Yeah, that's... Yeah. Low Brothers or Lau Brothers. I think we called it Lau. Lau Brothers Paint Store. Like so many other things, it was a long time ago. The Plaza Shopping Center, you know, that was big time. Because that was one of our, other than the Southland Mall, which I believe had been up then, the Plaza Shopping Center was really something. And I remember broadcasting as an engineer from the dry cleaning store. And I can't remember the name of it. All I can remember is the wallpaper or the decorations were black and white. Now, the things that, how many of you remember, let me tell you something that I remember. It's kind of strange. When I was about 3 years old, I thought it was a dream. In our front window of my bedroom, I saw this face looking in at me. And it was a face like the Joker on, the TV story. It was, and...
Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi. Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, that means we're back on. Good morning to all of you. And here's what I was saying. I think I was 3 years old, and I saw this face in the window. And it was scary, but it was like a clown, like that Joker you see in the movies or whatever. And I never forgot that face. But I associated that face with a then a prominent weather forecaster on television. Interesting. I never forgot. That TV forecaster is gone now. He's still alive, but he's gone. Okay. That's always been a strange case. Every time I saw this weatherman, I associated his face with that face looking in at me in the window when I was 3 years old. It's strange things that I remember. How about you? How many of you got things you remember? I'm sure you do. I'm not the only one with that can remember things almost 100 years ago and not what I did yesterday or a half hour ago. Okay. Now, let me see. What else can I ask you here? Well, wait a second here. I'm looking and, here's an easy one. And I'll give you your choice of prizes if you answer this. I want the brand name of the first series of transistor radios sold in Marion. And they sold by the dozens and dozens. Oh, I can remember that so well. That was in the upper 50s or lower 60s. And I don't know if they're still in business today or not. They sold also TV antennas. They made those. And what was the company name? 740-383-9944. The first transistor radios that showed up in Marion. Oh, my goodness. And that was the liberation of batteries. Even though they required four batteries, but they lasted a long, long time. But when you had a tube radio, a portable tube radio, its tubes had to be fired up with electricity, and they glowed, and that glow took a lot of current, and it wasn't very long. Your batteries went dead in your portable, but not with this new transistor. Whoa. I think at home we still have one. And I don't know if we took the batteries out of it or not, but they'd be kind of corroded by now. What was the name of that transistor radio? You heard it all over Marion. People were talking about it. Oh, my goodness. And the man who brought them over here from, I think, Japan was Charlie Sins. Charlie was a good friend of mine. I enjoyed Charlie for years, talking to him, and also being a customer of his. When I worked at the radio station as an engineer, I was often sent down to Servex to buy parts, tubes for one thing, and Charlie had quite an inventory of radio tubes. Wow. And now no one has an inventory of radio tubes, unless you went to a specialist on television, or this, not television, but the internet. And I would suppose they're at any price. Oh, boy. Okay. Let me see. Oh, the name of the beauty shop on North Prospect Street. That was before you got to, either before you got to or in between the railroad tracks. And that beauty shop was so well known, and the hair curlers that it had, the electric hair curler, was at Heritage Hall for a long time. I suppose it still is there somewhere. Yeah. It had all, remember when they had all these cords that hung down and they clipped onto your hair and then turned on the heat to permanently curl your hair? Remember that? What was the name of that beauty shop? Now, there's very few people living now that could remember. It was a long time ago, but I was in Marion when it was still operating. The name of that beauty shop on North State Street. Now, remember, too, there was a lady that Madge Cooper used to advertise for, and she was on North State, past the overpasses, on the north side of any overpass. Her place would have been down below the overpass, off to the side. What was her name? Now, that's going back some time. I'm sure she has passed away many years ago. What was her name? I can remember there was a licorice thing that she sold that was so good, among other things, of course. Her first name was Ruth. Can you remember? Yeah. Now, there was a rumor for a long time around Marion that Marion was the home of two midgets. That was the Tom Thumb and his wife. Now, I've never found a place where they may have lived, but I did find out they stayed overnight in Clarendon once, in the Clarendon Hotel, which once was. Oh, here we go. Yes, go ahead, caller.
That was the Letts Beauty Shop?
Yes, it was Letts. Yes, yes.
Yes, they were sisters, and then a niece worked in there also.
Oh, okay.
And but I used to go in there.
Yeah.
And
their hair curler is at Heritage Hall, or was.
Yes, it is. I was just there the other day.
Oh, really?
And it's still, I don't know if it's there, but there was one there.
Yeah, it used to be in the atrium at the far end, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's good. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
bye.
All right, yeah. Let's Beauty Shop. That's out of the past. Wow. What's in the future for Marion? We've got some stores going in downtown. I still claim that if I was running for office, that's maybe why I'm not running and never did, I would promote getting rid of these one-way streets and straightening out center, even though it would take millions. I would say, we're going to start the plan. Now, it took a lot of money to make it that zigzag street that it is. For travelers through Marion probably wonder what lane they should stay in to get through town. It's kind of strange. But no politician has ever mentioned it. I wonder why. Now, there's a good question. Any politician running for city council or mayor, why is it never mentioned unless they don't, well, maybe no one thinks it's bad. That could be. You know, at the time, and I've said so often, 90 parking spaces were eliminated in the downtown area to make room for this new plan that went into effect. Those spaces are still gone, of course. Okay, but I'll probably never, ever find out why no one mentions plans for the future. Maybe you're afraid to say, I plan on doing this in the future. Because right away people say, yeah, we need money for other things. And that's always the case. Now, if you look at various cities across the country on, say, Facebook, and they're doing something, in Reading, Pennsylvania, which we're very familiar with, been there for years, they rebuilt the Penn Street Bridge and lit it up. It was beautiful. But the people on the internet said, why did you do that? We could have used that money elsewhere. You see, it happens in every city. No kidding. There are dejectors, if that's a term, rejectors of everything progressive ever in any city. Like, hey, you could have spent that money elsewhere. Yeah, they always say that. Yeah, why would we take that money and tear down more homes? Yeah, it's a common thing. If you want to hear or look at Zero Attitudes, Facebook has got them. Whenever you click on the thing where you can read the comments, oh my goodness, it's the same everywhere. Yeah, could have used that money elsewhere. Okay, well, what time is it? 11:40? Yes, it is. Anybody got any questions? Any of you would like to see the streets straightened out? Maybe not. Maybe I'm the only one. Am I the only one that flew low over the city in a hot air balloon looking down at zigzaggy? I did it twice. Flew over downtown Marion in a hot air balloon. And we were so low, people said, look out, you're going to hit the courthouse. That was with Steve Oborn and Bill, I can't remember his name now, but Bill's still around. Yeah, those were fun years. I sailed all over the place in that hot air balloon. That was more fun than a barrel of monkeys. Wow. And I don't know what area of the county we were in, but we're pretty low and flying over this farmhouse, and they were having a picnic in the backyard. And I yelled down, hello, down there. And they looked up, and I thought they were going to faint. There's this hot air balloon right overhead, sailing by. That was fun. I'll never forget having fun riding in a hot air balloon. Wow. Called Gone with the Wind. Yeah, those were fun years. And one year at the Popcorn Festival, we flew over the parade twice. Yeah, we landed at Taft Junior High and reloaded and popped right up again and sailed right back over the parade. That was kind of an interesting feat. Now, we ended up that night landing north and west of LaRue. No, not LaRue, but what's the little town there? On 231. Not 231, but it's not Green Camps, not LaRue. It's the Morrill. We landed in someone's field in Morrill that night to finish off the night of flying. 740, I've had a lot of adventure. 7403-39941. Okay, anyone else had any fun that you can recall? All right, I have no answer on the first transistor radios in Marion. And some of you listening might have one in your closet or in your archives in your attic. That's it, in your attic. And if you have one, I hope you took the batteries out. There's nothing like an old leaking battery. All right. I've taken apart many portable radios to find all that ooze coming out of the batteries. Okay, let me see. I'm trying to think of, I know. In downtown Marion, the space where this business was is gone. It was a restaurant that was so popular that people rushed to get there over the noon hour and get in line and get their food. What was the name of that restaurant? It was behind what then would have been the Marion County Bank. What was the name of that? It's now, is there a bank there now? Ohio, what? Well, I don't know. What's there right now? Yeah, I can't remember. But, what was the name of it? And then they moved, and I've talked about this before, they moved to Main and Fairground, and that was the end. It just didn't do the business, of course, like they would have done if they had to stay downtown. But you never know. Maybe the rent was upped.
Scott, there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, and name that restaurant that was downtown. It was on West Center Street, and the last name of it was Kitchen. What was the first name of it? I can remember eating there several times, and you had to get down there early so you didn't have to stand in the line so long to get waited on. Is there a need for a place like that now? Or is there a place like that now? We've got some good restaurants. Gladys, Byries. Their business is so good, they don't need to stay open all day, every day. That's great, great food there. And then we have the new Topped, and I noticed that Topped, in order to compensate for maybe lack of ice cream sales in the coldest weather, they're going to salads and some panini and different things. Okay, so what other restaurant is downtown? Oh, they're Attaboy. Is it Attaboy? I guess it is. And I hear such good comments about that. Anyone else downtown? Yeah. Restaurants are always popular, but they've got to be good. Okay, let me see here. Yes, caller, go ahead.
I just want to make a comment. I don't know the answer to some of your questions, but I'm listening to you right now on my transistor radio.
Oh, good. What brand is it?
Oh, it's an off-brand. I'm not sure what it is. I've got three of them here. One of them was GE, and one of them was just a Kmart, and one I like the best.
Yeah, well, that's good, because the closer you are, the better those little transistors work.
Yeah, and our internet's down today, so...
Oh, really?
I grabbed that radio, yeah. It's a good old standby.
Okay, so the internet's down.
Wow. Ours is. I don't know if everybody's...
Okay, which one are you subscribed to?
It's Spectrum.
Spectrum. Ooh. Hey, there...
Yeah, we're out in the Pleasant District, so I don't know if it's just ours or what, but... I wanted to listen to Jeff this morning, and sure as the world, I tried to get it on my Kindle, and it was down.
I had trouble in Clarendon receiving us. We weren't coming into Clarendon. That station in Columbus were all over us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a weather thing. Oh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right, down in Pleasant Township. Good to hear. All right. What else is happening around Marion? Did I miss talking about any restaurants? What do we have now? We have Byries. We have Topped. Attaboy. And what else did I name? Okay, in downtown Marion. Any others? Okay. Could there be another one like I've talked about that business people and others went to every day? Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, are you talking about the Channel Master radio?
Yes, the Channel Master, yes. Everybody had a Channel Master.
Yeah, I still have one. I don't have it out, but I still have one in my boxes in the garage.
Yeah, you pop batteries in it, and it worked good as ever.
Yeah, I'm listening off a transistor now, which is a General Electric.
Oh, okay.
That's why I listen in the front room, and then in the other room I got my big radio on.
Okay. Do you have internet in your house?
Well, no, I don't do none of that.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I got a question to ask you.
Yes.
I've got a map of, like, Marion with all the restaurants, the businesses back in 96 and 97.
Right.
Do they make them anymore?
I don't think so. Now, the guy that made those was the former policeman who's dead now. Oh, remember the tall guy with swinging a billy club walking down the street? Hoffman, Eddie Hoffman. Eddie Hoffman made maps of downtown Marion, and they were widely published. But I don't think there need to be someone doing that again.
Yeah, this one here says it's from Graphics in North Olmsted, Ohio.
Oh, okay. That was a printer, yeah.
Yeah, it was a printer, and it says your local regional Yellow Pages.
Wow.
And it has everything on it from the Gateway Smorgasbord, Harding Motor Lodge. It just has everything on it, and I can't think of the name of that. Is it Baron Enterprises? It was at the airport?
Yeah, the Baron Enterprise, yeah.
Yeah, they gave lessons and stuff. Yeah, it's got all kinds and tells little histories of it.
Yeah, isn't it interesting, though, how things change?
Yeah.
Most of the things you talk about are gone.
Yeah, and that's the way that is, you know. I said it's just weird what was there and what's not there now, you know.
Yeah, that's the way it's been since time began, and every town is the same.
Yeah. All right, Charlie. Okay. Well, you have a good weekend when you get out of there.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, yeah. And, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, how things change, and, of course, people always say, you know, do you remember this place and that place? And they're all gone. I was looking the other day at Harding Herald newspaper, and it had all these business. The only one that's still around, I think, was Sims Brothers and Fahey Bank. Yeah, they're the two of the most permanent businesses that ever arrived in Marion. And Fahey Bank was the first. About 1878, was it? Somewhere around there. Yeah. And anyone else remember? How about Banana Supply? How about Propes Supply? Those, Vanetta and Propes used to be the suppliers of a lot of electrical gear and everything. Propes for your plumbing. Wow, and those mostly wholesale places. Anyone, and of course, Propes sold out to the Wolf Company, was it? They're located on the south side, I think, of the Southland Mall area. And what else? It's always fun to go back and recall what used to be, because someday they'll talk about us and say, remember them? 11:52 and a half is the time here. And shortly after the news today, Brandy Downs will be in with Scott Spears and myself, and heavens knows what we'll start talking about today. All right. Do you remember that kitchen, though, that was in downtown Marion? So popular. I can remember, I can remember eating there numerous times. Downtown Marion, whenever I could get away. Okay, let's see. What festivals are taking place this weekend? I think Circleville is the last in Ohio of their pure Ohio festivals. And boy, you look at that webcam of Circleville, and all you see is people, and it stretches for blocks and blocks. I would think that if you were a merchant, you'd want to get your application in early for Circleville. But you also come under the fact that so many times it's raining and cold at the Circleville Pumpkin Show. But it looks like this weekend's going to be great, and I think it runs through Sandusky. Wow, and the biggest pumpkin in the world and all that. Okay, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Remember the old Red Castle on Main Street next to the track?
You sure do, yeah. Just like it was yesterday. I don't think I ever eat there.
How about the Twin Sandwich Shop?
Yeah, the Twin over, on East Center, right? Or what, no? Across from the post office.
State Street.
Yeah, State Street, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
They used to tell stories about that they'd have to close every once in a while because they were serving horse meat. They didn't advertise it.
Speaking of horse meat.
Remember that?
Yeah, there was a grocery store in Marion that sold horse meat, and people were raving about, it's so beautiful meat, you know, radish and...
Well, yeah.
And the merchant finally was discovered it was horse meat.
Burgers.
Yeah.
The burgers were good, but the health department came in, found out it was horse meat, and he wasn't advertised it as such, so...
Right, yeah.
Shut them down until they got it all cleared out.
And so. I think it was illegal to sell horse meat anyhow.
I think it was, too.
Now, I had a buffalo sandwich the other night.
Those are good.
Yes,
those are good.
Oh, I... It was a refreshing taste. It didn't have
a... Have you ever been down to the Montana Grill down in Polaris?
No, I haven't been there.
Ted's Montana Grill. Ted Turner owns this restaurant.
Oh, really?
Well, and an interesting story was Ted and Jane were out in Montana. He's got his ranch is out there where he raises his bison. And they went into the restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant was a Vietnam vet. And he went over, and he said, Ted, you're allowed to stay, but she's got to go. And old Jane, you know?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hey, that was like, remember, if you're old enough, in the ads in the paper, Clyde Wilson, the auctioneer.
Oh, yeah.
And remember the clerk he called? Homely woman clerk? His wife?
The good old days.
Oh, yeah, the good old, I guess. You ought to remember that restaurant in downtown Marion that moved to Maine and Fairground and went under. It used to be, the last name was Kitchen, and it was on West Center on the south side.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
Well, I'll tell you, since it's getting late, Gladys Kitchen.
I remember it.
Yeah, Gladys Kitchen. It was good.
Well, there was a place called Grillo's, too. Remember Grillo's?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, a lot of the Italians had restaurants and other things, you know, Bianchi's and, yeah.
Yeah.
Long gone.
It goes back a few years, Charlie.
Yes. I guess
we're
so.
We're telling your age.
Yeah. Well, I used to have a birthday party once a month out at East Lawn Manor for everybody. And Mrs. What was her name? She worked at Bianchi's making fudge. And she said, Charlie, when I die, I want you to have my fudge, marble thing. Well, she died, but I never got it. I figured her relatives probably needed it more than me.
I imagine, yeah.
Yeah, oh,
yeah, marble slab for making hardtack.
Yeah, and this this lady too. There was another man there that said, "I remember going to Bianchi's and playing this little game where you could win a candy ball or something." And this lady said, "Yes, I was the clerk there," and that was 70 years ago.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy.
And the old cigar store on Center Street.
Oh, have you noticed that lately?
Yeah, there's supposed to be a Marion Market.
Yeah, but...
Marion Market going in.
But if the state doesn't condemn that building, I don't know what. It looks like...
I don't know.
There's supports under it, but it looks like if you... Oh, it's in terrible shape.
Yep.
And they may be waiting for approval.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who's got that. It's not Luke and Alex, I don't think.
No, it wasn't. Was it Ohio Health? I don't know. Be interesting to know. And what they're surrounded by fence now, so people don't get hurt if it falls down.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Very good.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay. We'll see you.
Talk to you.
Okay. Right, yeah. Wow. Does anyone know the status of the old cigar store? It looks to me like it'd be condemned. That building, it's so miserable and so old. And if they moved those supports, the whole thing would come down. And so it's interesting. Maybe the problems they're facing there, oh my goodness. But I don't know of anybody who has an official word on that. Unless they would call 740-383-9944. And that's about it for my program today. Stay tuned for Scott Spears, Brandy Downs, and myself, and who knows what we'll talk about today. And remember the winners, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. to pick up your prizes, second floor of the Ohio Health Building, downtown Marion.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, sealing things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is a big story. this. We had been into teaching us how to know how to recognize somebody stealing. So this woman came up, and she was walking funny like this. And so I thought, well, something's wrong here. I think she's got something between her legs, because we had seen that before, you know, in teaching. And so I went up and bumped her, and sure enough, a turkey fell out.
You know, is there any particular reason, I'm glad it does, but that the sign still stands over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, some truck hit it the other day, and
oh gosh,
and it shook it up. It didn't come down, but I thought about taking a shotgun in there and blow it up.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Like us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead.
This is Tara Dyer, and I am a candidate for City Council, 5th Ward to be specific. I, along with WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, would like to remind you not to forget to vote on Tuesday, November 5th. This announcement has been paid for by the Friends of Tara Dyer.
This is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and you are listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Also, check us out by downloading the TuneIn app on your cell phone or favorite mobile device. Speedy delivery.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
Hey everyone, it's Weasel Boy, Weasel the Weeze. You might remember me from WNCI in Columbus. Now good for you, lucky, you won the bet. I'm going to be right back here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's going to be the Weasel Show. We're going to have huge guests, great prizes, lots of entertainment. We're going to be interactive and give away a lot of goodies. So you can listen live on the net at wwgh1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The Weasel Show is supported by Retrofoam of Central Ohio, LLC. Retrofoam doesn't cost, it pays. Telephone number is 614-664-FOAM. That's 614-664-3626. Website, www.retrofoamofcentralohio.com. And you can catch them on Facebook at Retrofoam of Cent Ohio.
This is Earl Fitzamerican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. It's now time for the obituary report on WWGH Radio.
Philip Edward Luke, age 82, passed away in Fort Pierce, Florida on August 18th. He was a native of Marion. He is survived by his sons, daughters, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, brothers, sister, and his partner, Anita. The family requests that all may call from 9 to 10 in the morning on Saturday, October 19th at the Boyd Bourne Funeral Home. A remembrance of life ceremony will follow at 10 a.m., officiated by Reverend Joshua Freshour at the funeral home. The graveside service will follow at Green Camp Cemetery. You may leave an online condolence at boydbournefuneralhome.com for Philip Edward Luke, a native of Marion, who passed